today's heartbeat. The topic that I'm going to talk on, which at the moment is very dear to my heart because it's God speaking to me and I'm sharing basically what God is doing with me in my prayer life. And I'm praying that it helps you, if not now, into the future when you feel like God's asking you to wait on Him. And the topic is called Waiting on God. This feeling of me needing to wait upon God more was because of two things. I was reading a book on that type of topic, but I woke up one morning feeling very low, down. I don't know why, but I was comparing myself to other people, other things, other circumstances. What I was really doing, you know, the saying of thinking that the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. And that's what I was doing, thinking, you know, my grass is very raw, very dead, very weedy, full of weeds, problems, and comparing myself. Why God is speaking to God by saying, God, why God is not, things not happening in my life, not working in my life, but everybody else seems to be doing okay. And that's a funny thing. It seems to be doing okay, because often on the outside isn't what necessarily is happening on the inside of ourselves or in our lives. So I was feeling a bit low, and I guess I was, I get to a point of being a bit selfish, trying to protect myself by going, well, you know, they're more gifted than me, so it's easier for them, or, you know, how you just bring up excuses. And then I read this psalm, and it stopped me in my tracks. It stopped me thinking this way. And it's Psalm 62, verse 1. It says this: "For God alone my soul waits in silence. From Him comes my salvation. For God alone my soul waits in silence. From Him comes my salvation." It's basically, I wait only upon God. I wait only upon Him. And what's waiting? Yes, it often has a time factor in it. But forget about the time part, but the time of the word, thinking more of servanthood, of serving God, of waiting for His response to me. And yes, it can be instant when I'm praying and asking Him questions, or it can be take a while. It's like it sits with me for a while, or God works within me for a while, and then I see the response to my question. I don't always see it straight away. For God alone my soul waits in silence. The sad part is I don't often wait in silence. I'm complaining, I'm nagging, I'm, you know, Lord, what, you know, where are you? Where are, you know, you're there in everybody else's life. Why aren't you answering me on my questions and my prayers? We often go to that. It's a comparison. It's a, you know, as Peter, after Jesus rose from the dead, Peter said to Jesus, "So what's happening with John? You know, is John going to die like us? What's going on?" Because Jesus had said, you will be persecuted and die in many ways like me. He was sharing with His disciples. And Jesus said to Peter, "What's that to you?" Don't worry. He's basically saying, don't compare yourself to John, what John's life's like. Just follow me. I will share with you. I will be with you. I will be your guide, Peter. Look to me. We humanly so often do compare ourselves. But I read this and I was immediately at peace. I felt like all this waiting, and for me it was like a waiting in a long time, was good for my soul. It was good for me. Because I was looking, I guess, at just my worldly life, but not my eternity, my eternal life. that eternal's a long time. God wants to work with us now so that we have that long time with him, that eternity with him. You know, my eternal life was more important to God than, I'm not saying my life now is important to him, but more important that I would live with him forever. He was forming me. He was, in many ways, sometimes pressurizing me to make choices. Was I going to depend upon him? Am I dependent upon him? Or do I depend upon myself all the time? Do I depend upon the world and the world's values and how the government's going to bring in different laws or how my neighbors treat me? But that's not how God asks us to live. He wants us to keep our eyes focused on him and depend upon him. Live in kingdom values, kingdom's ways. We have to bring the kingdom's values down to this world, to this earth. It's described in this way by Andrew Murray, who actually wrote a book on waiting on God. And he describes it like this. If salvation indeed comes from God, and it is entirely his work, just as creation was, it follows as a matter of course that our first and highest duty is to wait on him, to do the work that pleases him. So if salvation comes from God, which it does, Jesus saved us, Jesus redeemed us, he died for us, he eliminated the original sin that was on us, that was keeping us oppressed, depressed, a lack of being able to have eternal life with God. Jesus saved us. And it was entirely his work. We didn't do anything. We couldn't do anything. The same when we've been created, we couldn't create ourselves. You can think, oh, but just two humans, male and female, get together and create a baby, a human being. No, it's God who breathes life into those cells that form a human being. The Creator created us, formed us, made us in his image and likeness. And so if our God has done that, then it is entirely, in many ways, our duty to follow him, to put him first, and to wait on him, to like check it out. Well, what am I here on earth for? What's the work I need to do? What's the beliefs I need to have? Who do I need to follow? What faith do I need to please him? To please our Creator. We're the creation. He's the Creator. And what pleases him is we become who we were formed to become. A tree gives God glory because it's a tree and it grows and has leaves and branches and protects the birds of the air, protects humans from the sun when it grows high and tall. It gives God glory because it was made a tree and it is a tree. We give God glory from when we understand how we're made and formed and we become who we are made and formed to be. Waiting becomes then the only way to the experience of a full salvation, the only way truly to know God as the God of our salvation, if we wait upon him. All the difficulties that are in our life that are brought sometimes forward as keeping us back. We often think, these difficulties in my life, that's going to keep me away from God. It's going to keep me from being saved. Sometimes can be what causes us to wait upon God, to depend upon God, to come to the full realization that he totally is our Savior. This author Andrew Murray goes on to say, all that the church and its members need for the manifestation of the mighty power of God in the world is to return to our true place, the place of absolute and unceasing dependence upon God. We were created to join in God's blessed life. Catechism, first line of the catechism, we were created to join in God's blessed life. So our blessedness, let's say it another way, so our blessedness is dependent on a God of love and full of infinite riches. Our blessedness comes from joining in the life that God has for us, joining in his life, full of riches and joy and this giving God. He's such a giving God. It's just in his nature. This love that oozes from him. He's 100% full on all the time, every second, every moment of every day. We have the joy of receiving every moment out of the fullness of God. We have the joy of being able to receive every moment of the fullness of God. But we stop ourselves. We stop putting our hands out to receive. When we give God glory, we're receiving the gifts that he has for us. We're being who God created us to be. And we're actually like, it's like we receive and it bounces back and gives God glory because we're saying, Lord, you are amazing. You are our Savior. We are dependent entirely upon you. Changed the way I think. It's changed my prayer. Instead of, Lord, why aren't you here? You know, me comparing myself to others. No, Lord, I am dependent upon you. And if you decide to, you know, withhold your hand to me for a time, for a purpose, I'm still dependent upon you. I still will praise and glorify your name. I will not compare myself to the next door neighbor who seems to have it all. For you are my salvation, O God. You are my joy. You are my blessedness. May I have always open hands to receive what you desire to give to me. So I want to encourage you, wait upon your God. Wait for his blessings, the joy and love that he desires to give us. Wait more upon his salvation, his saving grace, his power, his mercy. Wait upon the Holy Spirit. Just like the disciples in the upper room waiting, all the followers of Jesus, 120 in the room, waiting for the power of God, the Holy Spirit, to come upon them. And this mighty Holy Spirit is available to us. Every day we should wait upon our God that he would grace us with his power and his love so that we can live the life he has for us. Not for the neighbor, for us. So I cannot recommend more than anything. Wait. It's the best thing I'm recommending to you. Wait upon. I pray this has encouraged you and changed a little bit of how you think, or how, like I did that day, how I was thinking and how I recognized this waiting period was good for my soul. It made me crave and depend upon God more. And it gave him more glory and more honor. And I can worship him truly more because I recognize the waiting upon him is so important. Have a blessed week.